Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Emor, Perikov Beis. There are 33 Pesukim in Perikov Beis, and we would like to finish them tonight, Bezes Hashem Yisborach. Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron vel Bonov, speak to Aaron and his sons, V'inozru v'kotche b'nei Yisrael, and they shall separate themselves from the kotchem of Klal Yisrael. V'lo yichalulu es shem kotchi, asher hei makdishim li, Ani Hashem, and they shall not profane my holy name, that they are makdish to me. I am Hashem. Zot Rashi. V'inozru. Ein nizira ela prisha. Nizira is a lashon of prisha, like it says. V'chein huaymer v'inozer me'acharoy. Nicheskel yudalad zayin. It says that they separated from me. Nazayru ochor, or it says in Yeshaya Aleph Dalad. There's all the shyness of separating. Yifreshu min hakotchim yimei tumasim, that you should be poyrish from kotchim in the days that you're in your tumah, in your state of tumah. Dover achin nachab shad v'inozru mikotchim b'nei Yisrael asher hei makdishim li, they should separate themselves from the kotchim that they're makdish to me. V'lo yichalal l'shem kotchi, they should not be mechalal my holy name. Sareis ha-mikra v'darsheyu, switch around the mikra, the pasuk and darshan it. Asher hei makdishim li, l'rabis kotchi kehanim atzman, that comes to be marb the kotchim of the kehanim themselves. Pasuk Gimel.
Over here,
it's a lashon of Nazir, Dafka. That's the closest that Yisrael could ever get to become a Kohen.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Pasuk Gimel. Emor Aleihem, say to them, L'doraseichem, to your generations, Kol Ish, any man, Asher Yikrav, Mikol Zarachim, Ela Kadoshim, Asher Yagdishu Vnei Yisrael Hashem, V'tumose Yalov, that any man that will come close from any of your offspring to the Kochim, that the Kal Yisrael is going to be Makdish Tashem, and he's in a state of Tomo, V'nichrasa Nefesh Ahim Ilfonai, Ani Hashem. So that Nefesh, that soul will be cut off from before me, I am Hashem. So Drashi Kol Ish Asher Yikrav, Ein Krevizu Ela Achila. This lashon of Krev is a lashon of coming to eat. The azara to eat kachim in the status of tumah, in the state of tumah, said in the lashon negiyah, b'chol kodesh le'siga, before in Perek Yud Beis pasuk dalit, azara lo oichil, that's an azara to someone that eats it. V'lamdu rabbi sein migzeri shava mehekish, or they learn that from migzeri shava or hekish. V'efshel loymer shechayev al negiyah, you can't say this chayev al negiyah. Sharei nema kores al ochilu, b'tzav es'aron. It says in Perek Zayin before pasuk chof and chof aleph. It says yichayv koras on the achila, two creases, one next to the other. Vim al negiyah chayv if yichayv on touching it, lo yhutzruch lechayv al achila. Why do you have yichayv on achila, which is a next step after you touch it? Chay nidrish b'teris koyin, v'chayesh negiyah chayv. Imkei matal midloy mi yikrov. What does it teach you? Mishi yikosher li korov means when he's kosher to korov to come close. She'ein chayov menalav mishum tuma el im korvu matirov. That you're not chayv al tuma unless you come close to it. You carve the thing that's matter it. So you take a look over here, lemaisa in Minchas Yudah. It's quoted in the Sefer Chami as arichas to be mazbe the whole pshat over here. Ayn shom. Im toimar shalish krisis b'tumo tumas koyhanim lama. Why do you need three krisis by tumas koyhanim? Kvar nidrish meseches shvuz dav zayin amar alf. They're ready. This was darshan and shvuz. Achas leklal, v'achas leprat, v'chule. V'tumase alov, v'tumase adam alov. The tum of the man himself is on him. Yochel bebasar kosam adaber. You might think the Torah is talking about the basar, but v'tumase shall basar alov. The tum of the basar is on him. V'betorah shachal as atomei akosam adaber. And it's talking about a tohor that eats tomei. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Al korchach mi mashmo atalama, and b'chachach you learn out from the mashmoyis. V'misha tumase perachas mi menu akosam adaber. It's talking about someone. The Gemara says in Zvach Mem Gimel Amud Beis that the tumah is flying away from him. Zehu Adam Sheish LeTara B'Tfila. Who is that? That's a person that has Tara Al Yedei Toivling himself. V'Nichrusa Yochel Mitzadzeh Letzadzeh Yikoris Mimkoyim V'Siyash V'Mokam Acher, that he might be cut from his place and be established and come to dwell somewhere else. and settle somewhere else. Tamid Laim Rani Hashem, but Kol Mokim Ani, where I'm all over the Baruch Hu says, here I'm Hashem, there I'm Hashem, don't make a difference. Snapshot, he's going to be changed. His place is going to be changed. Nein, Ani Hashem is going to mamish be chorus lagamri. Because I'm Kol Mokim Ani, wherever I am, the Baruch Hu says, I in every place, which is really a pill, because it's Meloi Cholor, it's Kavoy, this Baruch Hu is Ba'etzim everywhere. But that's what Ba'etzim, what he's saying. B'chol makom ani, wherever I am, that's where I am. Ani Hashem. Pasuk Dalit. Ish mizera Aaron. Any man from the offspring of Aaron. V'hutza rua. Let's say he's a leper. Or he's zov. Or he's flowing. B'kadoshim lo yoichel. He's a zov, so he's not letting kachim. Adash yitor, until he becomes tohor. V'anegei b'chol tmei nefesh. Anybody touches any tmei nefesh. Or anybody that Sheikh Vazoro leaves from him, so he's also Tomei. So Rashi, Mizera Aroin, Ainli Elazaroi. We know his offspring. Gufa Minan, Minayin, how do you know if it's Guf? Talmud Lomer says, Vahut Tzarua, Sheyachol, you might think, Hoyalum Makrif Oinin, Yakrif Tzarua Vazov, since an Oinin Maza could be Makrif, as we learned yesterday. So Tzarua and Azov could also be Makrif. Talmud Lomer says, Vahu. No, it says Vahu, Ishish Mizar Vahu Tzarua. Adash Yitra B.S. Hashemesh. This means when the sun sets. Oyena Elot Vila, maybe Taka means when he's Toivels. Nemar Khan Vatir. Here it says Vatir. Venemar Lamata Vatir, Ebo Hashemesh Vatir, over Toir. Leilim Posak Zayin. What does it say? Ebo Hashemesh Vatohir. It says Vatohir. So Mal Alon B.S. Shemesh, just like over there in Pasuk Zayim, we're going to see. It's talking about when the sun sets, Afkan B.S. Shemesh. So the Torah Kayim says in Chav Beis Ayin Beis, also there, refers to B.S. Shemesh. Chol Tmei Nefesh, B'misha Nitme Meiz. It means someone that became Tomei to touching a Meiz. Pasuk Hey, Oy Ish Asher Yiga B'chol Sheretz, Asher Yitmaloi. Any man that will touch a Sheretz, that he becomes Tomei through touching it. Oy Va'odom, Asher Yitmaloi L'chol Tumasoi. Or any man that becomes Tomei to him, to any tuma, so Rashi b'chol asheretz ashiyit maloi b'shir aroy l'tomei b'chadosha. It has to be a shir. The Gemara says in Chagig Yud Aleph and Aleph that's a roy to be matam. That's the size of an adosha of a lentil. Oy ba'adam b'meis. It means a person that's dead, obviously. Ashiyit maloi k'shir shiuroy l'tomei. The shir to be matam him. What is that? The Mishnah says in Olus Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph v'zeu k'zayis. That is a shear of a kazayas. The chol tumasoi, the rabbis nagei bezova vezova benida beyoledes uve mitzoyra. This comes to be marv. Someone touches a zov, a zova, a nida, a yoledes, and a mitzoyra. Pasuk vov. Nefesh asher tiga boy. Any soul, a person that touches it. Vetama ada orev. He should be tamei till the evening. Velo yoichal min hakadoshim. He should not eat from the kachim. Ki im rochatz besori b'mayim. Unless he does, tevilo. So Rashi. Nefesh ashatiga boy be'echad min atumais halolu be'echad min atmeim halolu. If he touches any of these tumais, so he has to he's chayiv tefilo. Pasuk zayin uvoa shemesh v'tohir. And when the sun sets, he becomes tohor. Ve'achar yoichel min kadoshim ki lach mayhu. And afterwards, he is able to eat from the kachim because it is his lechem. So Rashi ve'achar yoichel min kadoshim nidush be'yivamis ahindal amid beis v'truma. Shemutr la'och le'erev shemesh. It's talking about truma, which is mutter to eat after erev shemesh. Min kadoshim v'loy kol kachim. Not all kadoshim. Dafka this certain kadoshim. Pasuk ches neveila utreifa lo yoichal. Neveila utreifa. He should not eat l'tomba vo to be contaminated with it. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. It's like Rashi neveila utreifa lo yoichal l'tomba vo le'inyan atuma hizrikan. It's talking about. That's over here is talking about the tumah. Shem ochel nevela soif tor. Let's eat the nevela, the carcass of an oif tor bird. Shein lo tumas maga umasa elo tumas achila bebeis ablia. There's no tumah maga and masa. Just he has tumah a tumas achila if it touches his beis ablia, where the place where he swallows. Also lechel bekachim. That's enough to ask him to eat kachim. But tzarich loyimer utreifa. As I say, utreifa mish be yesh bemina treifa. There has to be in that specific species it is a treifa. Yotz in avela soif tomei she'en b'mina treifa. That excludes an avela of an oif tomei that there's no, in its min, there's no treifa. Pasuk tes. V'shamru es mishmarti. They shall observe my mishmeres. V'lo yisu alof chet. And they shall not bear sin on them. U'meisu. And they shall die. U'meisu voy ki chalalu. And they should die through that because they have profaned it. Ani Hashem Ekadosham. I am Hashem that sanctifies them. So Rashi b'sham v'esim shmarti melechel truma b'tumas aguf. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, but Gimel Amar Aleph, this v'sham v'esim shmarti tells you that you should observe yourself from eating truma while you have tumas aguf. It says umesu boy, that teaches you that it's dafka misa b'day shamayim. Pasuk yud. V'chol zor lo yoichal koydish. Any zor, that means a non-koyin, should not eat from the kachim. Toishav koyin v'sochir lo yoichal koydish. A toishav, a koyin, and a sochir should not eat koydish. Zok Rashi. Lo yoichal koydish b'truma kosim adav. The Torah is talking about truma. Shekola inyan dibur, but that's what the whole parasha is talking about. Toishav koyin v'sochir. Toishav v'shal koyin. This means the toishav of a koyin. Uschiroi and his hired worker. Lefichach toishav zeh nakut pasach. It says, what does it say in the pasuk? Toishav. Lefishu dovuk, because it's connected to the word afterwards. Ve'ezu toishav, which toishav are we talking about? Zen nirtza, shukani loy ad yoivul. This is the one that his ear was pierced, and he's kani to him till yoivul. Ve'ezu sachar, which type of sachar are we talking about? Says the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Ze kani kin yishanim. This is one that is kani kin yisham. Sheyotze b'sheish. Goes after 6 years, he goes out free. This pasuk over here teaches you that the guf of the ev is not konui to the adoin to enable him to eat truma. Pasuk yud aleph. And a koyin, when he will buy a soul, it's his kinyan kesef, it's his acquisition of money. Who yoichal boy, he is allowed to eat. The ones that are born in his house, they're allowed to eat from his lechem. It's referring to an Eved Kanani that you own the guf of the Eved Kanani. These are the children of the Shvachos, the maidservants. From here we learn out that Eishes Koyin, the Gemara says in Kesubis, and Zayin Amabez, eats from Truma from this Pasuk, Sha'afi Kenyan Kasva, because she's also his Kenyan Kesef. V'oid lom n'mikra acher, kol tor b'beisech, it says in Mambid b'yudches, Yud Gimel u'besifri, and Yudches Choftes. Pasuk Yud Beis. Uvas koyin and a bas koyin kisiel ish zor. She will be married to a non koyin. He bistrumas akadoshim loy soichel. She is not allowed to eat from kachim. So drashil ish zor. Who is that? The Levi of Yisrael. The Torah's koyin says it's referring obviously to a Levi or Yisrael. That they're called etzla. They're called zor. Pasuk yud gimel. Uvas koyin kisiel mono. And al bas koyin, if she will be a widow, ugrusha or divorcee, v'zera ein law, and let's say she has no offspring from that marriage, v'shavel beis avia kinureo, she goes back to her husband, to her father's house, like when she was in her youth, milechem avia toichel, she's allowed to eat from the food of her father's house, v'chol zor lo yoichal boy, but any zor is not allowed to eat from it. So drashi almana ugrusha men isha zor, if let's say she's a widow or divorcee from this non-koyin, where he's a levi or yisrael, and Vizera in law, she has no children, Zakrash, Mimenu from him. Even though she has children from another, let's say she was married even before that to another Koyin. So, but from this husband, she doesn't have any children. Vishava, then she returns to her father's house. Yeshla Zera Mimenu, but let's say she does have children from him. Asura, but Truma calls Man Shazera Kain. The Gemara says in Yivamas, Bezainam and Alf, that she's also in Truma, calls Man that the child's still alive. Cholzar lo Yechal boy, Leba Ella. This comes to exclude an oinen shemuta b'truma. That's muta to eat truma. Zor samarti lecha v'loy aninus. I said zor. It says chol zor lo yoichel boy, but aninus is not excluded, and memeila it's muta. That's what the Gemara says over there. Yivam mesamaches in base. Pasuk yudalid. V'ish ki yoichel koydish b'shgog. And if a man will eat koydish b'shoygig, v'yosaf chamishi soylov, he has to add a fifth to it, v'nosan la'koyin as a koyish, is to give to the koyin this koyish. So Rashi ki yoichal koyish truma. This refers to truma. Nosan la'koyin as a koyish. Dover haroy li is koyish. Sheiner parei le'moyis. He has to give him something that's roy to be koyish. He doesn't pay him back money. El peiris shal chulin. V'hein nasan truma. He pays back peiris chulin. The Gemara says in Pesachim lamid beis aman aleph, and they become truma. Pasuk tezvov. Lo yichalu as kochev v'nei Yisrael. You should not profane the kachem of the Bnei Yisrael, Eis Asher Yirimu Lashem, this that they take off as a tithing, a truma to Ribbono Shelolam. So Rashi, Leichalu Lachin Lazarim, to give it to non-Kehanim, to Levim and Yisraelim to eat. Pasuk Tezayin, Vehisiyu Oysam Avoyin Ashmo, Be'ochlam Es Kocheyem, and they will bear this Avera, this sin, this iniquity, when they're eating this kodesh, ki ani Hashem mekadesh them, because I am Hashem that sanctifies them. So Rashi will see where some is atzmon yitnu oven, themselves are going to be toy and they're going to be having avera. But ochlem es kachein shehuvdu l'shem truma, when they eat kachem that was separated with truma, the kitchu and the neser leim, and has kedushin and becomes also in them. Uncle is shetirgim b'mechaloyim b'soyeva shaloy l'tzerich tirgim again. That targum that says it's b'mechaloyim b'soyeva, that's shaloy l'tzerich. We see why some zeichad me'echad mishloisha esim. This is one of the three esim. Shai Rabbi Yishmael Dorish b'Torah, that Rabbi Yishmael darshan in the Torah. Shemadabrim ba'adam asma, that is talking about the person himself. Chayin b'yoyim milois himay nizra yavi itoy in Bamid Bravov Yud Gimel. Who yavi is asking? He himself has to bring himself. Chayin yikra oisa b'gay. It says in Devarim Lamedalad Vav. Who covers Atzmai Kachnid B'Sefri? The Sefri B'Midmer says that he buried himself. Pasuk Yudzayin. Vaydabra Adinoy El Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El Aaron Vel Bonov El Kol B'nei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleim. Speak to Aaron and his children and to Kantz B'nei Yisrael and say to them, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, any Yid from Beis Yisrael, Min Ager B'Yisrael, and from the ger from Yisrael, Ashi Yakriv Karbonoi, there will be Makriv his korban, L'chol Nidrei, L'chol Nidvoisim for his neder or his nedova, Sheyakrivu L'Hashem L'Oilu, that he's Makriv to Ribbono Shelam as an oilu. So Rashi, Nidreiem Harei Olai, neder means Harei Olai, Nidvoisim is Harei Zu. The Gemara says in Megillah, that Chesam and Aleph that nedova is Harei Zu. Pasuk Yutes L'Tzoinchem. So Rashi says, what does that mean, L'tzoinchem? He view dover haroi l'ratzei, says from the fun. It brings something that is roi to appease yourselves in front of me. Sheilachem l'ratzei, an appeasement in Laz. Ve'zeu haroi l'ratzei, tam yi l'ratzei. It means, what is that? So that's the rest of the pasuk. L'tzoinchem, what's the thing that's going to appease me? Tamim zachar. It should be a complete zachar. Ba'bokor, ba'ksovim uva'izim. By the cattle, by the sheep, and by the goats. So Rashi, Tom Zachar Baboko Baksavim of Yizim, Ava Ba'oilas Oif, Ba'oilas Oif, ain't Zarech Thomas of Zachar. There's no din that you have Thomas and Zachar's. Vein and Nifsel Bamum, Ela Bechisar and Aver. It doesn't become possible if it's missing a mum, nor if it's missing a ganze Aver. Pasuk Chof, Koy Lasher Boy Mum. Anything that has a mum. Loisa Kriv, you should not be Makriv, Ki Loyle Rotzon Yilachem, because it's not going to be appeasing to me in your favor. If a man will be makriv a korban shlom tashem lefali neder for a neder oil and adover for an adover ba bokor with cattle oy batzoin or with sheep tamim yi elerotzoin, it should be tamim, it should be complete and it should be appeasing for me, unblemished, call mum la yibah, but should not have any mum. So Rashi lefali neder lafishoy lehafish bedibur, to be mafrish with his dibur. Pasuk. Oh, meaning to specify. The falinad means to specify himself. That's lashon of bitui. It's lashon of lefali. Okay. Pasuk chav beis. Right, we had it. Yeah. If you learn the dharm, you better know what it means. Yeah. Okay. Lindor neder. Very good. Pasuk chav beis. Averes. Averes. We're gonna see all these things. It means blind. We'll see it all in Rashi. A shavur, or if it's broken. A charutz, or it's a mumbai in the eyelid, we'll see. A yabeles, it's a wart. A gorov, a yalefes, loisa krivu, all these things, you should not be makriv. Eile l'Hashem, all these tashem. The isha loisitnu mehem ala mizbeach l'Hashem. And a fire from this, you should not bring from them on the mizbeach to ribonish them. Okay, what's all these things? Averes. It's like Rashi, shame dover shal mum yivarn. This is the noun that describes this blindness. B'loshen akeva, shalo yehei by mum shal yivarn. It should not have this mum in a of this of blindness.
Is
Iveris. That's the lashon of pasuk. Iveris. Oh, here it says ivaroin, but it refers to blindness. He's just saying it's a lashon of keva. Oy shaver lo yia. It should not have any broken limbs. The chorutz is ris shel ayin nishanistak oy shenifkam. It's talking about that the eyelid is ripped or it's torn. V'chein tzfasa shenistak oy nifkam. Let's say it has its lip is split or it's ripped or it's torn. Yabeles veroya belaz, it's like a wart. In Yiddish, it's a vortzel or onvox. Gorav is min chazozis, it's a certain type of rash. V'chein yalefes, and yalefes is also a type of rash. V'loshin yalefes is like it says vayilpois shimshon and shoiftim tezayin chavtes. She achuzaboy ad yom amisa she ain't lerifu. The Gemara says in Becharis mem aleph amid aleph that it sticks to him till the Yom HaMisa that there's no refuah bechlal. What does this pasuk in Shoyf to mean? Vayilfa Shimon. It says Shimshon took hold. It says, meaning that it sticks to him. That's what the Gemara in Brachayrus Memal was saying, that it stays to him ad yoyim amiso, like Vayilfa Shimon Yalefes. It sticks to him forever. This is three times. Lahazir al hakatoshoson ve'al shchitoson ve'al zrikas dom. The Gemara says in Tmur that vav amibayz and of zayin amar aleph. It says three times to be mazer and to be ma'an hakatosho, the shchita and the zrikas adam. Ve'ishe loisitnu azoras haktaroson. There the Gemara says in Tmur that vav amibayz. That's the azor for the haktor to be makterit. Pasuk chav gimel. Ve'shor vaseh and an ox or and a sheep. Sarua. Sarua means, the Gemara says in Bechoris Daf Mem, it's Aver Godoil Michaveri Rashi. Says one of his avorim is larger than the other one. The Kalut, what's Kalut? Parsois of Kluta is that his hoofs are split. Nedova Taso Iso, you should make it in Nedova. It's one of the Psulim, the Gemara says in Bechoris over there. Yeah, it's one of the Psulim. Okay, Nedova Taso Iso, you should make it in Nedova. Rashi says for Bedek Abayis. What?
The Kalut is not split.
The kolot parsois of klutos, right? What is it? What I say? No, what is it then? It's not split. What is it? Klutos,
yeah,
that
it's stuck together.
It's stuck together. Fakir, they're connected. I meant connected, right? Nedova tasoi, so you should make it a nedova. So Rashi says for bedek abayis ule neder lo yirotze ule neder lo yirotze. For neder, meaning from mizbeach, Rashi says lo yirotze eize hektish bolderatzes. Which hektish comes to be miratze? Have you ever hektish on mizbeach? That's dafka hektish on mizbeach comes to be miratze. Pasuk of dalit. Umo'uch. What is mo'uch? So mo'uch means if it's mashed, the chosus, and if it's squashed, the nosuk, and if it's disconnected, the chorus, and it's cut. Loi sakrivu lashem. So then, if the bayim are of any of these things, if it's mashed, squashed, disconnected, or cut, so it's one other psul, should not be makrif to ribonu shaloidom. Uva'artzichim loi sasun. Your land, don't do this thing. It's a drashi. Umo'uch, the chosus, the nosuk, the chorus. Bebeim, it's talking about its beim, or begid, or the gid, like the Gemara says in Bechoyer, stuff lametesam and beis. Mo'uch, what does it mean? It's mashed. Beitzav, mo'uchin beyad, that is beim are mashed with his hand. Kosos is katushim, yoiser mi mo'uch, this is squashed, meaning it's much worse than being mashed. Nosuk is tlushin beyad, that they're disconnected. Achanifsiku chutim shetluyim, until the chutim that are connecting to it are totally disconnected. But they're still in the kiss. But the kiss, the scrotum, is not totally disconnected. The chorus is krusim bekli, that they were cut off with a keli. The oidim bekiss, but they're still in the kiss. Umo'uch targumay v'dimris. The Targum says zeloshchayne by ramis loshin ketish. This is a loshin of smashing. The chosus targumay v'dirsis kemay habayis agodoil resisim. It says in almost vav yud aleph. Bekiyos dakos. What does that mean? That this great house was smashed. So bekiyos dakos means fine splinters. V'chein kana hamarusas, like it says in Shabbos Pei Amud Beis, that means a kana, a reed that was smashed. V'artzachem loisasu dovazen. Your land, don't do this thing. Lesaris shum behema v'chaya v'afilut meir, to be mesaris any animal. Or chaya, even if it's tomei, lekach nem ba'artzachem, lerabis kol asher ba'artzachem. It comes anything in your land to be marbish. He efshel loy meloy nistav ala siris al bars. Don't say it's staff you and staff in Eretz Yisrael to be mesaris an animal. Shereis siris choyves agufu. He says siris is choyves of a person's guf. Chol choyves aguf is noyheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz laretz. Gemara says in Gedushin Lamed Vav Amud Beis that a choyves aguf like siris is noyeg b'chutz laretz. And bein ba'aretz and bein b'chutz laretz. So therefore, ba'artzachem loy sas, but not dafkan Eretz Yisrael, all over. Okay. Pasuk Chafei Umiyad Ben Neichar Lo Yisakrivu Es Lechem Elokeim Elokeichem. And from the hand of a goy, Ben Neichar, don't be makriv their bread from their gods. Mikol Eile, from all of these, Ki Moshchosam Bahem, because their Targum says Arei Chibul Hoin Bahoin. What does that mean? What's the translation? It's like a lashon of a balmum.
Where is all this taking place?
Like it says, one second, Moshchasam behem in Malachi Aleph Yudal. Yes, in Malachi Aleph Yudalid. Oh, so that's it. Says that lashon in Moshchasam behem. A mum bom. They have a mum in them. Lo yirotz lachem. It should not be appeasing for you. Miyad benechas akrashi. Goy shevi korban biyad liad koyin lakri v'lishamayim. A goy that brings a korban to a koyin to be makriv to shemayim. They say krivu loy balmum. Don't be makriv balmum. The afal pishlei nesru bali mumim lekorban neinoyach. Even though bali mumim were not nesa for korban neinoyach, elim came a chusri aver unless they're missing an aver. Zois nehegas of bama shabesodas. This is noyach in a bama in the fields. Aval hamizbeach shabem mishkan loisakriv. The Moses and Tmur that zayin on abeis on the mizbeach that's in the mishkan you can't be makrivit. Aval tamimot tekabel mem. But tamim you could be makabel from a goy. Kach nem lemailin pasuk ches ish lerabbi says a goyim shenoydrim nedarim v'nedavus kisol. They can make nedarim and nedavus like a yid. Mashchasim chibul hoin, lo yiratzu lechem, lo yiratzu lechaper aleichem. That means this mashchasim means the balmum. It's not going to be appeased. Lo yiratzu lechaper aleichem is not going to be appeasing and accepted by the Bnei Shalom to be meratzah for you. Pasuk chavov. Vayidaber Adinoy el Moshe leim, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shoyer oy chesef, a bull or an ox or a chesef or a sheep, oy eiz or a goat, ki yivoleid, when it will be born. Vahoyeshivas yom tachazim, for 7 day period it should be under its mother. Umiyoyimashmini vahola, and from the 8th day and further, yerotze shall be appeasing the korban as a korban isha lashem, a fire offering to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki yivoleid pratli yotze doifin. This excludes if they have a yotze doifin
C-section,
right? It's a Syrian. That the Gemara says in Chulalam Chesam Beis, if the animal happens to have a Syrian, then that's not called a leid. Dasaisnish ki yivoleid. Okay. Pasuk chavches, v'shor oise, an ox or a se, a shepsela. Oise ves benoi, lo sishchatu b'yoy mecha. This is one of the mitzvahs as the derises, that oise ves benoi, perik and chulin, yinal at a shecht, him and his son, on the same day. Zot Rashi, oise ves benoi, noig ben a kevitz, noig ben a kevitz, sha'osa lishchat ha'em v'ben oya bas. Yinal at a shecht, the mother, with the son or the daughter. Ve'ini noig b'zachorim, it's not noig by zachorim. You're allowed to shecht the father, the male, plus the son, or the father plus the daughter, the male, the female animal. Says over there in Chulin, that's him also. See, it works other ways also. Doesn't matter which order you do it. If you want to shecht the father, you might think from the pasuk it's after the father first, and then the mother, and the kid, the baby. And he says, no, even if you do benoi, for oisa, it's also included. Pasuk, that it's, no, it's aser. It's also aser.
He said that it's not as long as it's not mother.
Bishar, oh, no, then, right. No, but we're talking about oisa is benoi, meaning by nekeva. The whole pasuk is talking, it says in Lashon Zacha, but it's noig benekeva. But it goes the other way also. That's how Rashi is learning it. It's a pelel, maisa. You should say oisa ves benoi. But the moral maisa learns out, that's why you have to learn Torah Shebichsav together with Torah Shebichsav. Stam learn Torah Shebichsav. Then Yechashon can learn like a maskil. If you don't learn it like one of Tzedokim, but if you learn it with the Torah, so the Gemara says in Chulin, that's dafka. It's oisves benoi means by ben kevo. That's also to be. That's what Rashi is telling you to be sheikh the aim and the ben or the bas. But it's not noig by schorim. I was to say oisves benoi leideh. But that's what the Gemara darshens. And benoi oisves is also mashma. Pasuk choftes v'chisiz b'chuzevach toyud la Hashem when you will shecht. Bring a carbon toy to Hashem. L'tzoynchent hisboch, you shall shecht it for to be appeasing for you. So Rashi l'tzoynchent hisbochu techilas zvichaschem hizaru shetayl rotzim lachem. When the beginning of when you're going to be makrevit, the shechting should be the rotzim for you. Mahu a rotzim vayoy mahu yiyochel. That's the next pasuk lamed, and that day it should be eaten. Le'bola hazer el shetay shchita al manas kein. The shchita has to be al manas that to eat it vayoy mahu yiyochel. Al tishchatu al manas lochel imachar. Don't shecht it al manas to eat it tomorrow. Shem techashru boi machsheves pesul. If you're going to have a machsheves pesul, lo yeh lechem l'rotzen. It's not going to be appeasing for you. Davar acher nochapshat. L'rtzoinchem l'daitchem. Sagt the Gemara in Chulin Yud Gimel. Amar alef mikan l'misasek shepuzzle b'shchitas kotchim. From here you learn out that if you misasek, you don't have das, the puzzle b'shchitas kotchim. Ve'afal pishe sheporat. Benecholim v'shnei yomim. Even though it's specified already, if it's that it's eaten for 2 days, chazur part benecholim liyamechad here, by the parsha that it could be eaten for 1 day, it's also it's repeats it. Shtei zvichosan amanaskein laochlam ezmanim. That the zvich has to be, the shechting has to be amanaskein to eat it in the right time. Pasuk lamid by yoimahu yeyochel. On that day it should be eaten. Lo yisir siru mimenu ad boiker. Do not leave over from it until the morning. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So Rashi b'yomu yochel loybola hazer al teshtei shchita manaskim vayte comes to Azores to tell you the shchita has to be on manaskim to b'yomu yochel shem likboyo loizman achila. If it's coming to be kaveh a time to eat it, kvar kosov, it says in Perek Zayin pasuk tesvav ubesar zevach toydus shlomav, it says very first, it's not coming to tell be kaveh zman elamai, it's coming to tell you the shchita of zayin al manaskim. Ani Hashem da mi gozer al adov. No, who is gozer in this inyan? Val yokel boynechet, should not be kal in your eyes. Pasuk lamed aleph. Ushmartem mitzvois, you shall observe my mitzvois. Vasisem oisom, and you shall do them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So Rashi, ushmartem zu hamishnah. This refers to the Mishnah. Meaning the Targum, the Sif Sechem says, "Roitzel loymer sheshoyne veshoymer kol haMitzvos v'leiv." That he shoymer observes all the mitzvahs in his heart. Va'achekach v'sisem mashashomer v'leiv. Whatever's shomer in your heart, you do them. Ki lo'olam apuhul achem machshav dainu hashmir v'leiv. Oh, so shmartem is mishnah. V'sisem zeh ma'isa. That's the ma'isa that you're gonna do after you shomer in your heart. Pasuk lamed beis leiv v'loisechalalu es shem kochi. You shall not profane my holy name. V'niktashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified, mixed amongst Klal Yisrael, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, I am Hashem, that's Mekadishim. Zok Rashi, Leisechalalu, Lavrel Dvorim Mezidim, to go and be mazed against my words. Mimash Mishanem, Leisechalalu, from the Mash Mois, that it says, Leisechalalu, Matam Eloi Venekdashi, why does it have to say Venekdashi? Mesoyer Atzmecha Vekadishmi, the Bunch says, give yourself over and Mekadish my name. Yochel be Yochid, you might think be Yochid, Tam Eloi Mebesoich B'nei Yisrael, it has to be Berabim, Kishu Moisres Atzmoy. And when you're giving yourself over, Yimsa Manas Lomas has to be given over and Manas to be killed unto Ashmay Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekala Moisir Atzmel Manas Anais, Einois and Lainais. Anybody's going to be giving himself over a Manas that they should do a Nais for him, the Nais is not going to happen. Shekay Matsina Bechanani Mishol Vazaria. Shalay Mosru Atzmon Al Manas Anais. They did not give themselves over a Manas to be saved. Shenemer and Daniel Gimel Yuches, Vehain Lo Yedia, Lehavi Loch Malka Vagoymer.
They didn't get burned.
They didn't get burned because it wasn't. Matzel v'loy matzel. That's what it says over there. But Lemaisa, he doesn't fear Rashi, but we see Lemaisa Horon was not given over Manasa Nase by the Kipshon Eish. He jumped in and he got burnt at the end. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and with that we finish Perek Chavbeis B'siyata D'Shmaya Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Li yos lachem le'lokim, to be to you as a God. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So Rashi, vayte the third time in this parasha, moitzi eschem al manas kein. Why did I take you out? Al manas, li yos lachem le'lokim. Ani Hashem, so Rashi, ne'mon l'salim star. I am trustworthy and believe to pay you back. That, Rabbi, so we finish. Perek Chof Gimel. Yeah, I'm going to go after.